In fact, I preferred that to doing that in place of getting out and cutting wood with a cross cut saw.
Yeah.
I guess you know what that is.
Yeah. What if lamp there, if it burned out, the thing that you would have to replace, you call
you'd
it?
You'd have to replace the electric bulb.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a bulb.
Well, if your wife were going outside to hang up the wet clothes to dry, she'd probably carry them out there in a...
Well, normally if you depended on an outside clothesline, you'd carry it out in a basket,
mm-hmm.
clothes basket. But, of course, since we have a dryer, but she does like to take things out on the line to get the benefit of sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
But I just suppose she carries them out there and rolls them up and carries them out to, without any container.
We were talking about barrels a minute ago. Is there anything like a barrel, except maybe a little smaller, I think?
There's a keg. We've got a couple of kegs up in there, our heritage center, that they used to, I guess they used to put liquor in. Then there's a hogshead, a great big barrel like they used to ship salt in. And then there's common 50-gallon barrels, red and white. Because they used to make a lot of barrel staves in this area, quite a barrel stave, particularly south of here.
If you were, if you had made some wine or something like that and you were bottling it, what would you call the thing that you would put in the mouth of the bottle to keep the wine from spilling out?
You mean the cork?
The cork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course they cap them too. I never made any wine. I made some home brew, and of course we had a capping machine for that. And
what do you mean by home brew?
Well, you know, we had prohibition up until the I guess it's the late 20s. And if you had any beer or anything like that, it had to be bootlegged in, or they made a cheap beer. A lot of people brewed their own beer, made out of hops and yeast and I don't know the ingredients. So they take it and had a regular capping machine and they cap these bottles, just like a beer bottle cap now.
Now, is this home brew? Is that the same thing as alcoholic beverage, untaxed, that sort of thing?
I don't know what an undecked alcoholic beverage is, but it was used, they drank, it had some alcoholic content, and they drank a glass of beer, because, it was illegal to make it,
mm-hmm.
but
it
didn't keep people from making it.
Though. Oh yeah, was it whiskey?
No, it's a beer, it's made out of mash, malt.
Well, what about, these places up in the hills?
That was a liquor still, moonshine still. And I guess there's still some operated in backwoods now.
That's another thing that Alabama and Arkansas have in common.
Oh boy, yeah, we used to make it. In fact, we've got up in the Heritage Center, we've got the last big still that was operated that we know of.
Is that right?
In this county.
Hmm.
That's a
big operation.
Big thing. And then we got one, they had another still. They called it cook stove still. It was a small thing, it held about a couple of gallons. And they put it on top of the cook stove. And of course, when the revenues would come by, they'd see fire coming out of the kitchen, they wouldn't bother. And they were using that to boil their mash. And it had a little sprout run off of it,
mm-hmm.
so they'd make a
mm-hmm.
quarter or two of white lightning.
That's pretty clever.